Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, this is such a special show. We have wonderful special announcements today. First and foremost, for everyone listening, if you want to see us live on video, we are streaming live our video on Facebook. Just look for me, Sam Leibowitz. I believe it's probably in my regular feed. We're live now. I think Facebook only lets us do the feed for like a half hour at a time, so I'm probably going to have to stop it about halfway through and restart it. But we're live on Facebook. Sam Leibowitz, Leibowitz. Look for me. You'll find the live stream. Eventually, I'll figure this thing out better, and I'll make sure it streams over on the Talking Alternative Facebook page. But I just wanted to let you know that. And I do have another special announcement. I will announce it again at the end. Yes, me, your conscious consultant, I will be doing a TED Talk. I'm very, very proud to say that I've been invited to give a talk at TEDx Upper West Side. The website, most of the speakers are listed. They're still working on it. I don't think ticket sales have started yet, but it's going to be April 26th of 2016. And if you just keep an eye on TEDx Upper West Side here in New York City, you'll be able to come. So I hope you guys will cheer me on. I am both thrilled, excited, and nervous as hell about doing this TED Talk. But I got me a couple of books about TED Talks. I've been watching TED Talks. I love TED Talks. It's a TEDx talk. Okay, it's not a TED talk, but you never know where things can lead. So I'm really thrilled about that. Okay, now, for I know you've been anxiously awaiting all week long since my last show for the quotes of the week from the universe and from Abraham. So let's get to it. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. To all those who might ever doubt the power I have to make their fondest dreams a reality, their greatest hopes manifest, and their most outrageous thoughts become things, I ask, have you ever pondered eternity lately? Do you know there are 10 sextillion stars, not to mention planets? Have you looked into a mirror and seen the glint in your eye, the tint of your skin, or the warmth of your smile? This is how I roll. Pass it on, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. Rather apropos for our live studio audience and our guest today. I'll explain what I mean by that later. And let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. From Abraham. You are extensions of source energy, and when you allow that pure source energy to flow through you, you are so bright and beautiful, your timing is good, and you feel vital and alive in your body. And as others see you, they wonder what your magic is. But it only seems like magic because it is experienced by so few. It isn't magic. It is available to everyone. But you must allow your alignment. Ah, wonderful quote from Abraham. And this is one I truly relate to because, you know, part of what I do as the conscious consultant is help to bring people back into alignment with who and what they truly are. And I know it does seem like magic sometimes. It does seem like, you know, oh, look at this person. They've got things so worked out. They're so confident. They're so great. They weren't always like that. And we can all be like that, but it takes being vulnerable. It takes being authentic. It takes really coming from the heart and speaking from the heart. And, you know, as I just mentioned about doing this TEDx talk, so I got a couple of books and I've been reading about it. And one of the things they say is to do a great TEDx talk, you need to come from your heart. You know, you need to tell your story. You need to be authentic. And it's not magic. It's really not. It may be scary. It might be a little intimidating. You know, it might take getting vulnerable. And that's not always comfortable, is it? But even though it's not comfortable, even though it's scary, even though you'd be shaking in your boots, that is where the real magic lies. and more, I mean, it's so interesting, like just the conversation these days about authenticity and being real and coming from your heart. I mean, these are things 5, 10, 15 years ago, yeah, occasionally you'd find somebody talking about, but very rare and not common. And now it's becoming more and more common. So I love this quote, and again, so apropos for my guest today, and I hope you really take it to heart. When we come into alignment with who and what we truly are, life supports us. Mm-hmm. We just feel better, even if we feel nervous. And then we come from this truly authentic place that it may not resonate with everybody, and that's okay, but it will resonate with your tribe. It will resonate with the people who care about what you have to say. And life is calling us more and more every day to speak our authentic truth. I mean, with things like Facebook now and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all of these apps, we're so connected with people more than we've ever been connected before. And it calls us to, you know, because we're so connected, that everything is so available, people aren't going to listen to the stuff that doesn't resonate with them, that doesn't make a difference to them. And it means that much more now to be authentic and be real, right? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be polished. You don't have to be, you don't have to be the Tony Robbins of everything. Mm. You just have to be you and be the best you you can be. And know that you don't have to get it all right the first time. And you don't have to achieve everything your first day. There are no overnight successes. Mm. Every overnight success I know of was 10, 15, 20, 30 years in the making. I'm blessed to have this opportunity to do a TED talk. Again, this talk, I guarantee you, is probably about 25 to 30 years in the making, because it's been, maybe more, because it's been that long since I gave my first speech on the speech and debate team in my college way back when, and it was the most awful speech I've ever given in my life. I wrote everything out on index cards. I couldn't read my own handwriting. I mumbled through it. But the good news is, it was the worst speech I ever gave. And so every year, everything that's happened in my life has supported me and helped me to become more and more and more in alignment with who I truly am. So please, please, don't worry about pleasing everybody else. Don't worry about fitting in with what society says who and what you should be. Mm. Speak your heart. Speak to what really resonates with you. And trust me, the people who resonate with that message will find you. And they will become your most loyal, avid fans. They will be your tribe. And they are your tribe. And they're looking for you. They're waiting for you. Seth Godin is constantly egging us on to just ship, to just do it. Just give that speech. Just do that talk. Just do that video live stream on Facebook. For the first time, just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. So I hope that these words mean something to you, and that you love these quotes from the universe and from Abraham as much as I do. And as I said, so apropos for our guest today. So without further ado, let me bring her on for you. And now with our video live stream, you'll get to see how beautiful she really is. There we go. Now we got her on the screen. So it is my pleasure to welcome Simone Sloan, who is a business and leadership coach, an entrepreneur, a pharmacist, a mentor, and a writer. As a business and leadership coach, Simone brings balance and energy to support her clients' professional and personal goals. And I am very, very pleased to welcome Simone to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Simone.
Thank you so much. Welcome. And hello, everyone.
Yes, welcome. So leadership is one of these things that I love talking about and interviewing people about, because there's so many preconceptions and misconceptions about what leadership is and what it's truly all about. Before we really get into it, Simone, though, I'd love to just to provide some context to people. If you could talk maybe just a little bit about sort of your journey of sort of where you started, perhaps after you got out of school, and what kind of brought you, you know, just the Reader's Digest condensed version, the highlights of what kind of brought you on this path to decide that you really wanted to focus on business and leadership.
Sure. Actually, I am a pharmacist and have been working within the various therapeutic areas, right? I'm licensed in three states. And for me, what about pharmacy was about really looking at people in pain, and right. because in terms of all the medications they were taking and all different things that they were utilizing.
Right.
And for me, it was all about the diet and exercise. Let's break it down to the fundamentals. And what does that really mean?
Right.
And so from that journey, really, my whole thing was empowering people to get on the right course in terms of understanding your diet, understanding your exercise, and getting that solid foundation.
So you were not this kind of pharmacist that most people typically tend to think of. You come in with your prescription, hand it to them, they hand you a bunch of pills, you're gone, and that's it. You were really more interested in, like, how can we prevent people from having to need to use these pills
every
day?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that was one of the key things for me because for me, yes, they had a whole litany, a tray of medications. And if you step back a little bit and just talk to them and really have them understand the impact of what they're doing, not only to their lives, but their families' lives and the ripple effect that that could potentially have, bringing that awareness, that was one of the key things for me. I then, in terms of that aspect, I lived in France for some time too.
Ah.
And had a great opportunity not only to utilize my medical background within pharmacy, but then I had more exposure on the business side, doing some market research, working across global organizations.
Yeah. That must be very different because, you know, every country does business a little differently than we do here in the United States.
Absolutely. And not only that too, to see the culture differences that take place, how they do business in the different countries, because I was looking at France, comparing it to Canada, comparing it to the US, comparing it to the UK, Latin America. And it was a total eye-opener for me in terms of that realm, in terms of how they manage people, in terms of how they look at the jobs and the communities and what they value, right?
Right. And I do have to interrupt for just a second, because although it's very subtle, there is a beautiful, beautiful accent underneath it. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yes. the islands of Jamaica.
I love it.
Yes. And then from there, really, once I had that experience working in France, then came back to the United States and got my MBA. And was really propelled into marketing and marketing to consumers, marketing to healthcare professionals, marketing to, you know, the payers on the insurance side, and really showing the transferable skills within the medical, the commercial, and being able to utilize all those skills to really understand, kind of see the good, the bad, and the not so, and the indifferent, in terms of different management styles. What propelled me to go into coaching was I was looking for my next act. I was looking for, in terms of the impact that I wanted to leave on others positively, and then also in terms of what that legacy would look like.
Okay.
And I stepped back a bit and did a year course in for my coaching training.
Okay.
And came back with this, I ended up with this huge gift, and something I wanted to share.
Okay.
Utilizing some of the market research aspects of it, saying where was I going to actually fit in terms of my where would I add the most value within this whole coaching run? Because you think coaching spans the gamut, right?
Right.
But I had this great experience in not only being an entrepreneur myself, but also working within organizations, and then really seeing the need in terms of where entrepreneurs are going and what they want to do. I'm that's where I said I'm really committed to partnering with these entrepreneurs and small business owners to really create that solid foundation, helping them with those business strategies so that they can flourish, have the success, and really thrive.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Wonderful.
That's how my journey.
Great. Okay, so it's time for us to take our first break. I also want to welcome our live stream Facebook people. I see a couple of friends have joined. Freddie, good to see you listening in, Freddie, and Barry. And we've had a few views already. And I think if you guys sort of type in the comment section by the video, I can actually see your questions and I can ask Simone your questions too. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking with Simone Sloan. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun.
For you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business.
And your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for being with us today. And just to remind our listening audience, if you're listening on Talking Alternative right now, we are live streaming on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, look for me, your Conscious Consultant, Sam Leibowitz, Leibowitz, and you should see the live stream video there. So let's get back to our guest, Simone, as I flip the camera around. There we go. There she is. All right. Well, beautiful, Simone. So last segment, we kind of talked about, you know, your background as a pharmacist and then doing market research and wanting to really help and work with people. And that kind of brought you into this coaching and sort of business coaching. But was there something in particular or some incident or light bulb moment when you decided to really wanting to focus on leadership?
From, yes, because for me, when you look at it from working in the quote unquote medical realm, and then going into the corporate realm, and then having that experience within in France and experiencing the different cultures and the different type of leadership styles, you kind of look back and you're like, whoa, it was like really from, you know, all left to right and then in between.
And may I ask a personal question?
Sure.
As a woman of color, did you find you were treated extremely differently in different cultures or did it not really make that much of a difference?
If it did, wasn't conscious to it.
Okay. All right. Good.
Because in terms of when I was in, like, for example, in Europe, per se, I was always trying to learn the language and trying to, in terms of showing the effort of doing that. So that should be, but you know, also you raise a good point though, Sam, in terms of women in leadership and what that really means.
Yes.
Because I do find that, when you look at it from the woman's perspective, they're afraid to even sit at the table or even have the voice to be heard. Or, you know, even going for that job that they really, really want, but they may not have all the skill sets, you know, if they have even 40% and not the full 100% really going for it. So definitely those were some things that I also saw that kind of helped me kind of to focus more in terms of looking at those things and those soft skills, if you will, as part of the overall leadership makeup.
Okay. Okay, great, great. I just wanted to ask because I see so many more women today kind of stepping into this leadership role, and I think a lot of people still aren't used to it. And I do hear that there is still a lot of resistance to it, and especially it's like as a minority, or I shouldn't say a woman of color, it's like you almost have two strikes against you. First, you're a person of color, and then you're also a woman. But it's nice to see sort of that shifting and changing, and I really do see sort of this evolution of consciousness where it's making less and less difference to at least more educated people. I mean, there's still places where there's bigotry. It's still alive and well. I think we've seen that through sort of the Obama presidency. You know, I whether you like him or hate him is besides the point. There has been so much out and out racism against him purely because he was black. And let's call a spade, right? And so it's still alive, but at least I find in the business world, in the more educated circles that most people travel in, it's less and less needing to be part of the conversation because it's not having as much of an impact as it used to.
When we look at it from that perspective, it really takes it. There are a couple twofold, right? When you look at that, yes, we are in more positions of leadership and of influence, really, and being able to create that culture to enable us to do that. But we still have a little ways to go.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yes.
In terms of that, and I think it's also a mindset and a muscle that must be utilized and exercised a lot, and being comfortable around that. For example, I was working with one client where she said, you know, the feedback to her was you need to smile more as she was leading her team. Yeah, and just those little subtle things that they, you know, in terms of what the perceptions are and your whole around your whole branding too in that leadership role and what that kind of means in terms of the subtleties of being able to influence.
Right. So what kinds of, and there are a lot out there, what kinds of misconceptions do you find when you talk to people about leadership do you think commonly pop up in people's minds?
Sure. Well, it's like, you know, and the perceptions are changing, but you know, it's not just about being in position of power. It's not just about a title, right? It's not just about having your folders and powers and different mandates, if you will. So, so in terms of that concept of I'm in charge and you do what I say, and that's it, and it's not top down. It's not top down. It's very organic now.
Right.
Three things to me that come around leadership is about being able to show the possibilities, being able to influence, and then also being able to empower. And I think those are like more of the organically grown and really displays of leadership that I've seen where I've been very effective.
Yes. And it's interesting because we're really now seeing the real sort of effect of this third wave. Alvin Toffler wrote the book The Third Wave back in like 1981, I think it is. And a good friend of mine, Cynthia Greenwald, you know, teaches all this networking stuff based on this idea of third wave thinking. And even back then in the 80s, before there was any Facebook or web or anything, Toffler said that we're going from a very hierarchical structure to a web of webs, of constellation of constellations, so that it is getting more flat, and leadership doesn't come from authority anymore, but from our ability to inspire, relate, and as I talked about in my quotes, really be authentic and come from the heart, so that you really people relate to who you are as a person.
Absolutely. It's all about the connection because we're so connected now in different ways, right? And in terms of the bombardment that we have on our brain.
Yes.
And the things are going so quickly. You have so many things to think about if you're in management or your families and outside families, your communities, your volunteer work. All those things play into the overall, your role. Leader does not have to be in a business or a corporate world. Leader is the person who's a parent. If they have their team, that's your team. You're in the community. You're doing things and helping and having that positive ripple effect on the lives of others.
Absolutely.
And influencing them to really take charge of things that they may have even thought of about even doing. Yeah. And that's all about the empowerment piece also, right?
Right. Because, I mean, now it's all about learning to empower your team to do a bunch of stuff that it can't be all on you.
Absolutely.
You know, you need, it's not a solo leadership anymore. No. It's about being a leader of leaders.
Absolutely. And it's all about trust.
Yes.
Right? Because not only trust in in others, but really in yourself first.
Yes.
And that's where that all the intentions and the purpose comes from being comfortable with self.
Right.
And once
right.
you're able to get what so about what the strengths are, what your right. weaknesses are, right. where are your areas that you want to grow,
right?
right? And
right.
just being, and like you said earlier, vulnerability. Yeah. And showing that it's okay yeah. to be vulnerable.
Right, right, exactly. Just a quick shout out to one of our Facebook peeps, Barbara, said wonderful and gave us a thumbs up. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank
Glad
you.
You're tuning in. So you also like to talk about leadership and essence.
Mm.
Tell our audience, what is this, what's essence and why is it so important?
Absolutely. Essence is that core. It's the things you peel away, you know, the onion, you peel away and you get to mm-hmm. that core. And it's really what's driving your intentions and your purpose.
Mm.
And in terms of being really, truly authentic to self, authentic to others, in terms of what you think,
right.
what you do, and how you act.
Right.
And you talked about alignment. That's all
yes.
about it, right?
Yes.
In terms of that alignment.
Ah, so getting back to our essence. So, how do you tell when somebody is not coming from their essence?
Mm. You know, they have the hope. I think if you don't believe it, others won't.
Okay.
And they won't buy it.
Right.
And if you can't tell your why mm-hmm. about what you're doing in mm-hmm. terms of all those intentions mm-hmm. and how you are in the world, your mm-hmm. being in the world,
right.
people can sense that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever coached somebody or seen somebody who so believed their own BS? It was like you couldn't get them to see they're not really being authentic or they're not being in alignment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And actually it goes around the whole perception is reality,
yes,
right? And it's
yes.
not your perception, it's
their perception, right?
And, you know, when I kind of was coaching this individual around that, their whole personal branding and a leadership style,
right.
what really came out in terms of, well, I'm this way, but I said, well, let's take a step back and look at how you're communicating. How are you being heard, you
right.
know? And it wasn't only with his team at work,
right.
but in terms of your family.
Right.
How are you relating?
Right.
And then once he was able to do that exercise and really see for himself where he kind of the gradient and where he was,
right.
that's when the aha moments came.
Ah, so it's that whole idea of kind of like how we show up in business is the same way we show up at home, is the same way we show up in our friendships and our relationships and in volunteers and whatever. I mean, we are who we are.
Absolutely.
And it's like you really got to look at your whole life and not sort of, you know, compartmentalize, right? Like
Absolutely.
That's the whole big thing. Oh, I have to compartmentalize, but that doesn't work,
right.
does it?
Like I have to be, I have to be this way because I'm at work. But no, if you're being this way, chances are you're being that way at home
right.
and how it impacts everybody else in terms of who you're connecting with,
right.
and how it's landing in terms of what you're saying, how you're saying it,
right.
and do people really want to connect with you?
Right, right. Exactly. And I want to maybe briefly before we go to break, talk about the benefits of shared leadership.
Mm.
Like when you go around and we're trying to empower our team and really help others to become leaders as well. Like for some people that can be pretty threatening because they may think like, oh, I'm giving up some of my power by helping these people to be leaders. Why should somebody do that? And what are the challenges in that?
Consider that if you're getting resistance around sharing, developing others,
right.
there's something else going on there. But think about it too. If you want more, you have to give more.
Right.
If you have to, that's where the training comes in. That's where the sharing of ideas, because if you're demonstrating that as the leader,
right.
chances
right.
are your team will reciprocate even more.
Right,
and so if
right.
you're if it's coming up here and all of a sudden you're sharing your vulnerabilities, you're sharing your key learnings, you're sharing best practices,
right.
it's an open environment. It's
right.
an area where they're saying, okay, it's okay to take risks. It's okay to share information openly and in terms of being authentic about that sharing for the greater good.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Well, it's time for us to take another commercial break. For our people listening on Facebook, I think Facebook's going to stop this video at 30 minutes. I will restart it. So if you get cut off, please just go to the next video. I'll start it during the commercial break. And when we come back, well, let's talk about some practical stuff. Let's do some case studies, some examples about how to apply all this. Okay, Simone?
Great.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.myc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're having a wonderful conversation in studio today with my guest, Simone Sloan, who is a business and leadership coach. Thank you so much for coming in studio today.
Thank you, Simone, so much for having me.
It's wonderful. I just love when I can get people in studio instead of on the phone because it's just, you know, the energy. It's just so much better.
Absolutely.
When you can see somebody in the eye, especially someone so beautiful as you. So that's why I had to do video today so I can see the whole world. You know, now everybody knows. See, doesn't she have a great smile? Okay, so we're talking all about leadership and essence. And so, you know, I always like to kind of get practical when we talk about these things with people because, you know, it's great to have the theory, but sometimes I feel like people learn more when they can kind of see the application of it. So I'm wondering if maybe you can tell a story for us of maybe someone who came to you that was having some challenges, whether it was in his business life, his personal life, and sort of where you saw the real leader challenge was in their leadership and how you helped them to sort of shift it and then what the outcome was.
Sure. In terms of the clients that I work with, right, really around their personal branding and their leadership style. Right. This particular individual, the issue was around influencing others.
Okay.
And working with their vendors to get them to do what they want to do in terms of their agenda versus their vendor's agenda.
Right.
And when you look at that too, some of the things were around communication. Some of the things were about collaboration, really even stepping back and looking at, well, what do I need? And, you know, first step is with self in doing this, right?
Right.
What do you need and how can you communicate that to others so it actually means something? And so I think the first step really is to identify the needs of your organization or your family or your team, your volunteering organization, and really understanding what you need. Not only that it's all about you, but this is a great opportunity to say, team, here's where we are in our this either decision making in terms of where we are in our sales, et cetera, but really getting that input in terms of what they see from the customer experience side, from the vendor side. Is it in terms of, you know, the how much commitment people have in terms of working? What are the key things that influence them? Because you may be saying, money, 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 money.
Right.
But really, it could be that they want, they what the person really wants is just to be valued or to be heard, to have that opinion.
Right.
And so those were some of the things that we kind of stepped back at and gave a look in terms of the organization.
Yeah, I remember there was some study done. I don't remember how long ago. It was a little while ago. But they found that what people would do more for recognition than for actual money or monetary incentives. And as employers, sometimes we think, or as business people, we sometimes think, oh, well, I just need to pay the person more money. And sometimes it's not about the money at all. It's the intangible things. It's the recognition. It's the support, the moral support, in a way. The emotional support sometimes means a lot more
Absolutely.
To people.
And it's also to alignment of the values.
Yes.
Right? In terms right. of how you make decisions. Are you going to be the person who will back right. that individual good in terms of decision making to
right.
help them?
Right,
so
right.
those were some of the things that too, when I was looking at the organization as a whole and their team, in addition to his management style of how they were actually being impacted in those kind of silos.
I see.
Once we're able to get all those issues out on the table mm-hmm. and not by looking at from and really looking at it from the management side, looking at it from the team side
right.
and getting everybody on the table and just, so, okay, this is where we are, guys. What right. do we do about this?
Right.
So it becomes not I, you, blame, shame, game.
Right.
It becomes more of a collective, okay, how are we going to work together to get to the vision that we all align to?
Right.
And getting that right. buy-in, having them being heard, the contribution, mm. right? And that trickles down because when they feel valued,
right.
it's amazing, right?
About what size organization was this?
This is like between 1 to 50. It's basically what it was.
One
so
to
they,
50.
They were like 25 team.
People. Okay. And so because, you know, sort of the larger the organization gets, the trickier it can be yeah. to really get that buy-in and really empower people. But this really can work regardless of the size of the organization, right?
It can work in for the organization. But what I find is that with this, as those organizations get larger and they're larger, right?
Right.
One person, they've gone through this transformation, if you will, and awareness right. and distinctions and now want to do these actions. But they may run up against an area where they may not have had those trainings. And
right.
so the
right,
resistance
right, right.
comes in. So it becomes the even the person in the leadership style saying, what actions can I take? I've just got this great awareness and I want to do so
mm-hmm.
much,
mm-hmm.
but then I now have to work with someone who's never had the training and then do I start over again?
Right.
And so those are some barriers, if you will, or challenges that you may experience
right. Right.
in that. And that's where it comes down to your values and your, the vision. And if those are aligned in making your decisions, you can't go wrong.
Right. And also, as you give more power sort of to the people, as you're empowering them, you also have to give them authority, right? So if they're working on a project and they don't have a budget, you're not really empowering them. They really can't do anything. So, you know, you've got to do both, give people the responsibility in addition to the authority so they can truly live into the vision that you're trying to create.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that does take in terms of the authority. And that comes back to the whole trust.
Yes.
That element of it, right?
Right.
And you're actually doing and owning it. What happens, good, bad, or whatever happens, you own that decision.
Mm.
And it just empowers people to want to do good.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, I know also they've done some studies of like some of the best places to work, and they find that the ones where the company put the employees first above the customers became not just the best place to work, but then they became amazing companies and offered amazing products, because when you put your employees first, then they will go to bat to you. They
Absolutely.
Will provide excellent customer service.
Absolutely.
They will do all kinds of things.
And that's where you find it. That's where the ROI comes into all that in terms
right.
of that customer experience.
Right.
Because if the employee is happy and they know they can make decisions and it's okay to do the right thing for them, for the company, for the clients,
right.
they become the customers even happier, and you get those great reviews. You're getting the glowing, mm-hmm. you know, likes.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely, it's all 360. It's all encompassing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ooh, we've got a new Facebook watcher. Hey, Zena, welcome to the show. I see Zena joined us. How about when you're dealing with conflict, right? Because conflict happens all the time in the workplace and in our personal lives or in all kinds of situations. How do we bring sort of this idea of leadership and essence when we make it, when we get into a situation where there's some conflict going on?
Got it. when you have the conflict, right, it's sort of, the question is not necessarily he said, she said. It's the, right? It's all, it's going back again into self. And what are you responsible and how do you show up to that relationship?
Right. What are you creating in your life?
Absolutely. And when you're talking about not only creating the, that aspect too, in terms of what are you owning in terms of maybe contributing to that conflict, because it's not always the other person. It's a dual relationship.
Right.
And then that comes into the understanding around of self and then of others. What is the motivating or demotivating factor in this conversation? And really understanding the communication lines, really understanding how people are relating to each other, the collaboration efforts.
Right.
And it's not always about the thing that's causing the conflict. There are much, many more layers around that.
Yeah. I mean, do you find, I guess, most of the time it's really communication or miscommunication in some ways?
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Right. Any other like fun examples of leadership in essence or something unusual or unexpected that you could relate to our audience?
Unexpected. Well, you know, I was at this conference this morning and I thought it was really amazing because they were talking about connectivity. Not connectivity just in terms of using technology, but how you use technology.
Right.
And I learned about this really great organization where they limited resources in one country, say, for example, India.
Right.
And they, you know, in terms of literacy rates are very low.
Right.
But what they what this platform did was enable the grandmothers of another country to connect with this younger generation and to teach that, you know, those values and to teach things and expose these children to things that would never be. That's leadership.
Oh, okay. So again, leadership is not always about you know, meeting a deadline or putting out a product on time. It's about allowing, creating a situation where something, you can foster something new happening, something to grow from it that might not have been able to grow from it previously.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So as I mentioned, you know, much earlier, I find like this conversation around leadership and values and stuff is much more common these days. I mean, you've been doing this work for a while now. Have you seen anything shift around the conversation around leadership in the last several years? What have you noticed the difference to be?
Well, I'm noticing that it's not just about going into a box, into a room for 3 days and, you know, and doing that learning.
Think tank.
Exactly. And then coming out and then trying to apply. It's more about integrating it now and really from the bottom up. Because like you said, in terms of thought, in terms of the diversity of thought, in terms of connection, in terms of problem solving, it's not coming from the people in the room anymore. It's coming from such a greater distance and the ability to influence that greater mass.
Mm.
I mean, that's the powerful thing about this, where we're going now with it.
Right. And wow. That's so funny. I mean, it's interesting that you bring up the idea of integration, because this is something that's also very important in my own life with some of the spiritual work that I've been doing, as, you know, going into this role as a facilitator, as a shaman, and how in our community, we really focus on how are you integrating these experiences? You know, it's so easy now to go out and have, you know, a peak experience, whether it's a spiritual experience or, you know, a PFAC athletic experience, you know, doing these extreme sports or even a peak business experience. But now you come back and it's like, okay, now how do we integrate this into our day-to-day lives?
Absolutely.
Like, this is where the real gold is. This is where today's world and today's challenges are really meeting
us. Absolutely. And when you think about it, too, in terms of the why around what you're doing, and because that's going to drive your intentions and the purpose. And if your employees or your children, if you're the parent or your community and your organization really believe in what you're doing, they come on board and are willing to get, you know, roll up their sleeves and even give further than that, right?
Mm.
And because, you know, leadership, it's not a one-time thing or essence that you just do and go, okay, we did it, check.
Yeah. Right, exactly, exactly. All right. Believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the hour. Wonderful. Thank you, all my peeps on Facebook. It's great to see so many people watching the live stream. I really appreciate it. Again, just type something in the comments. Mansfield if you guys have any questions, because we're coming into our last segment. So this is your opportunity. Ask Simone or myself a question about leadership and essence, and we'll be more than happy to answer it. So please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Simone Sloan, a business and leadership coach, and we've been talking all about leadership and essence this hour. So, Simone, I want to ask you, you know, you've been doing this for a while. What do you see coming next? Like, are there any trends in leadership that you think that are just nanoscent right now, just kind of starting, that you think will become more popular? Are there any challenges in leadership that you think people are going to have to start paying more attention to in the future?
I think it's going to be more disruptive balance. And
okay.
I say that because the leaders are not going to be the ones in the room. The leaders are going to be the people you least expect to have the problem solving. Problem solving is going to be the huge thing in terms of driving a lot of organizations.
Right.
And in terms of when I say disrupting, also looking at the models of how people are being compensated in terms of that aspect of things, and really looking at how you're going to be valuing the capital that you have in and outside of that room.
Right.
And really it's going to be around being more vulnerable, because in terms of everything's going to be more unpredictable, and being willing to take your organizations into that space and influencing others to take that leap of faith. Because if you have a problem here and you're not solving it, being willing to put yourself out there and state what your problems are, so that way you can get that input, and it will come from different areas.
So you see sort of more volatility. Like, we've already in the last, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, the amount of volatility in the world in general, and I don't mean in terms of wars, but just volatility, and I don't mean in the stock market either, but in business, in society, you know, things are changing faster than ever before. You think that's going to be continue even more?
Absolutely.
And that's going to call us to be even more transparent than we already are. You know, just the big thing that came out of in Panama about the laundering money, right, going through it, and how the some of the, I see now, like on Facebook, like in Iceland, there was like huge protests over it, and calling for the president to resign and things to change, that, you know, like things can't stay hidden any longer, can they?
Not anymore.
So if there are any sort of practices or anything you personally are doing or your organization is doing that you're not that proud of, or that you're afraid someone might find out, you really better start to step up and stop it, because people are going to find out
about
it.
Absolutely. They will find out, they will protest, and they will, and that's where also, in terms of when I say the disruption of how things are, because with all the connectedness that we have in the world through, you know, the internet and technology that we're utilizing, it even becomes even grander in terms of being connected, being able to collaborate, looking at the big ideas and where they're coming from, because they may not be coming from the big leader. It would be coming from someone all the way, maybe in Malaysia, for example, and how they do things, you know. So in terms of being more open and more sharing around the information, not only that, but being accepting in terms of how that, how different modalities are being executed,
right?
And then also just in terms of having that broader vision. So not being so myopic about one idea because and holding it and being so attached to that idea, but being open about how it's the fluidity of how it, the outcome will be.
Right. Yeah, it brings to mind when you say all that, how like I saw this article about this 14-year-old boy who came up with a system that can clean like the plastic out of our oceans, because you know there's this huge like mile wide plastic island in the South Pacific somewhere that the currents from all the dumping, all the plastic that floats, it like culminates in this one area, and this kid came up with this idea of how to kind of capture it and then like process the plastic, you know, on the oceans, and I forget what it changes into, but like, you know, again, this came from a high school kid, and there's more and more incidences of like even college level kids and coming up with like these amazing solutions to problems that we've been having, and that we need to pay attention to this. Like, it doesn't have to come from a Fortune 500 company.
Absolutely, and that's the point. Absolutely,
right. And even in terms of changing of a lifestyle, and of a couple of new people up on Facebook, Lisa and Kevin, welcome to the show. That like these new apps, like these new way of thinking, like Uber and Airbnb, how like now we're taking our cars and our homes and looking at them as a resource now and being able to share it and actually being able to you know, create a new lifestyle for ourselves from something that like in the past just we never would have even thought of.
Absolutely. And the more creativity that comes into play, especially with the example that you've provided with the you know, the plastics, that's going to be more and more. And like, and corporations are going to have to take a step back and embrace where those ideas are coming from, embrace where the problem solvings are coming from, because they're not going to look like, you know, the typical resume that you want.
Right. And you never know. It could be if you're working in a normal corporation, it could be somebody in the mailroom.
Absolutely.
You know, who says, you know, this has always been a problem, and look, you know, this is what I did, and it, you know, might not be a solution just for your organization, but for a lot of organizations.
Absolutely.
Or if you're working for a nonprofit and you found a great way to fundraise or to reach your volunteers, like that could be something you can apply to your for-profit organization.
Absolutely. And being able to use those best practices to take it to that level, and being open about looking at different industries, looking at how ways countries are looking at problem solving, looking at ways in which, you know, who has a problem over here and how can you get it solved over there, and having that collaboration and that openness and sharing. So absolutely.
Wonderful. Oh, that is great. Oh, thank you so much, Simone. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
So you have to let our audience know, because I'm sure there's several people who, after listening to you, were like, ooh, this is the kind of person I want to work with as a coach. If people want to get in touch with you or find out more about you, how do they find you?
Sure. I'm on LinkedIn. You can look at me at Simone Sloan. I'm also on Twitter, AIM Inspire Grow. And you can reach me through my website at Your Choice Coach.
Your Choice Coach.
.com.
Wonderful. And do you have any events, any special gigs coming up?
Actually, I do. In May, I'm doing a personal branding webinar through the Elevate Network. So,
Elevate. Yeah, they're a great network.
Yeah, elevate.com. And I can definitely share the link with your group if you like.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So, you know, let us know if you want to learn more about that. It will be posted on your website, assuming.
Yes, it will.
Absolutely. And that's May when? Do you have the date?
Yes, May 3rd.
May 3rd.
12 o'clock noon, Eastern Standard Time.
Ooh, look at all that. All right, great. So just go to yourchoicecoach.com. Wonderful, Simone. Thank you so much for coming on
the
Conscious Consultant Hour. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're quite welcome. Okay. So let me just switch the camera around here to all my peeps. Thank you guys all on Facebook for watching the video. We're going to do more of this in the future. It seemed to work pretty well today. Did you guys like it? I see a couple of thumbs up there. Thank you. And we'll do more of that. And we'll probably do more of that for the whole Talking Alternative Network, now that we kind of have the equipment in place and have the ability to do this and it seems much more popular, let us know. Please send us your feedback. You can always reach me at my email address is sam@talkradio.nyc. And for those who weren't here during the beginning of the show, you missed my special announcement, but of course I won't deprive you of that. Yes, me, your conscious consultant, will be giving a TED Talk, or rather a TEDx Talk, on April 26th. At TEDx Upper West Side. I don't think they've started selling tickets just yet. There are only 100 spots in the audience, so you got to catch the tickets if you'd like to come. The tickets will be available at TEDx Upper West Side. I will make sure that we get that into our newsletter and on Facebook. We'll post it around. And, you know, we're going to be planning on doing more of this kinds of stuff. As you see with both my show and with the network overall, you know, we're looking to grow and expand. You know, I always said to people in the past that I look at Talking Alternative not just as an internet radio station, but as a media company. And I always said, you know, I didn't want to do video until we could do it right. You know, you guys listen to us, you hear the quality of sound, the difference between us and most other internet radio stations is our quality of sound. And so it wasn't until, you know, these phone apps started coming out and now we can live stream video on Facebook. We also have Periscope and Meerkat and all these other, and Blab now. So you'll start to see more and more video and more ways that you can find us. I also want to give a little shout out to our intern, Ho Jun, who came to us through the Kaplan School. Very happy that she joined the team. She's helping out in a number of ways in the background. And I know you guys don't quite see her, but trust me, she is an invaluable member of the team now. We're glad to have her aboard. And yeah, well, there hopefully might be some other changes and some other things happening. And I will be having a guest either next week or the week after. We're also going to have a little special announcement about him. And you will see that the Talking Alternative family is growing. So everybody, thank you for tuning in. Of course, I will be back live next week, Thursday at 12 noon in my new day and slot. And if anybody missed any part of today's show, the video will be on my Facebook page. I believe after we finish today's live video stream, it will be saved. Or you, of course, can always go to our archive pages for The Conscious Consultant on talkradio.nyc. Thank you all for watching and listening today, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.